We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Chase all those clouds fades away. Bring back the warm sunshine. Take any ordinary day, and in her special way, make it colorful. I treasure all the times in my heart and in my mind. They so perfectly define her love. It still amazes me how unselfishly she gave. She's the angel heaven sent, precious mother, my dearest friend, blessed to me.
Shall I see Jesus and reign with him above, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning, and from the flowing fountain drink everlasting love, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Oh, shout glory, I shall mount above the skies when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Gird on the gospel armor of faith and hope and love, and you'll hear the trumpet sound in that morning. And when the combat's ended, he'll carry you above, and you'll hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Oh, shout glory, I shall mount above the skies when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Our ears shall hear with gladness the host of heaven sing, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Our tongues shall speak the glories of our immortal King, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Oh, shout glory, I shall mount above the skies when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Oh, shout glory, I shall mount above the skies when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning.
When your faith is running low, when you just can't seem to figure it out, don't see how. Don't doubt in the dark what he said in the light. He's still the same God in the day or the night. This trial won't define you, it'll only refine you. You know there's a plan, though you don't see it now. Your God will not forget you, he'll eventually direct you. And don't be afraid, because you can know your heart may be wounded, all your plans adjusted, your faith may be tested. life's a question mark, and all your answers are coming out wrong. You know that God is working, but it just seems so long. Don't give up on God when he's working on you. It's Jesus the Son that he's forming in you. This straw won't define you, it'll only refine you. You know there's a plan, though you don't see it now. Your God will not forget you, he'll eventually direct you. And don't be afraid, because you can know your heart may be wounded, all your plans adjusted, your faith may be tested.
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our soul shall rise to thee. Holy, cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, word and art and evermore shall be. Beside thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and pure. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and
was many years ago in the time of the Bible when they took him up to Calvary. They could have let him go, but instead they chose Barabbas just to set another criminal free. And when they crucified the ever-loving, caring master with compassion flowing from his eyes, he said to the thief who was begging him for mercy that today you'll live in paradise.
I'm saved
like the criminal on the cross. Praise God, I'm saved, no more to suffer loss. Well, he said I would live in paradise, and he's taking care of the cost.
Hallelujah, I'm saved
like the criminal on the cross. Well, on the judgment day, when all the people gather round him, when they wait to hear what he will declare,
there will never ever be a more intense anticipation that has ever happened anywhere. And when they call my name to defend my reputation, there is only one thing I can say.
I'm a wretch, I'm a worm, I'm a no good sinner, but he said I'll save you anyway.
And I'm saved
like the criminal on the cross. Praise God, I'm saved, no more to suffer loss. Well, he said I would live in paradise, and he's taking care of the cost.
Hallelujah, I'm saved
like the criminal on the cross.
And I'm saved
like the criminal on the cross. Praise God, I'm saved, no more to suffer loss. Well, he said I would live in paradise, and he's taking care of the cost.
I'm saved
like the criminal on the cross, like the criminal on the cross.
Such as mine, and consider me worth every minute of time to rescue a sinner like me. When I think of my Savior alone on the cross, I know without you that my life would be lost if he had not been willing to suffer the cost to rescue a sinner like me. To rescue a sinner like me, Lord. To rescue a sinner like me. He abandoned his throne and his kingdom above to rescue a sinner like me. My mind is so limited, I cannot see the reason he died and arose just for me. So unworthy was I, yet he came willingly to rescue a sinner like me.
To rescue a sinner like me, Lord. To rescue a sinner like me.
He abandoned his throne and his kingdom above
to rescue a sinner like me. To rescue a sinner as worthless as I, and give me a reason
abandoned his throne and his kingdom above to rescue a sinner like me. He abandoned his throne and his kingdom above to rescue a sinner like me.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled A Helicopter for Palawan. Jeremiah 32:27 says, "Behold, I am the Lord, God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" We prayed for more than 3 years for a helicopter to serve the people and missionaries of Palawan. We knew it would be a miracle if God provided one for our ministry. It would leave no doubt that God is able to provide for His work. The little helicopter that God provided at the beginning of our ministry was now too old, and we had to sell it for parts. It had been a great tool for saving many lives. Now, the work was growing deeper into the mountain areas, despite the lack of transportation, but time is precious, and missionaries are few. As the time ticked away, people were dying without a savior or the hope for a better life. One day, a friend offered a generous amount of money toward a helicopter, provided we could come up with matching funds. We shared the need with our friends and family, and they responded. The money started coming in quickly. The long prayed for miracle of a helicopter was becoming a reality. A few months later, a large donation was received to complete our $300,000 goal. We have a powerful God who is able to provide for His work. A reflection associated with this story comes from Steps to Christ, page 123. The great provider for man and beast opens His hand and supplies all His creatures. The birds of the air are not beneath His notice. He does not drop the food into their bills, but He makes provision for their needs. They must gather the grains He has scattered for them. They must prepare the material for their little nests. They must feed their young. They go forth singing to their labor, for your heavenly Father feedeth them. And are ye not much better than they? Are not you, as intelligent, spiritual worshippers, of more value than the birds of the air? Will not the author of our being, the preserver of our life, the one who formed us in His own divine image, provide for our necessities if we but trust in Him? This story, A Helicopter for Palawan, was written by Dwayne and Wendy Harris of Philippine Adventist Medical Aviation Services. You can visit their website, pamasmission.org, for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 5 is today's reading, and it is a psalm of David and is directed to the choir director and is a prayer for guidance. Please listen to what I say, O Lord. Consider my heartfelt cries. Take note of the tone of my voice, my King and my God, for I pray only to You. I will pray to You in the morning, dear Lord. When I first awake, my thoughts will be only of You, and I will look to heaven and open my heart to You. You are not like the heathen gods who take delight in wickedness. Evil shall not exist near you. The proud will be brought low before you, for you hate all those who indulge in iniquity. All those whose lives are a lie shall be destroyed, for the Lord detests those who shed blood and live deceitfully. My desire is to come into your house and be in your divine presence. I will worship you because I adore you and want to be in your holy temple. Keep me in your righteous way, for my enemies would seek to draw me from you. May your way always be dear to me. There is nothing worthy in those who hate you. What comes out of the hearts leads to death. When they speak, it is like an open tomb, flattering as they do for no good purpose. Pronounce their guilt, O God. May their conspiracies turn upon themselves. Let them perish, being trapped in their wickedness, for they continually reject you. But for those who put their trust in you, may they rejoice. May the praise of God ever be on their lips, because you protect them. May those who love to hear your name find the highest joy in you. For you, O Lord, will shower favours on the righteous, and you will surround them with your divine protection.